That. It's 7:15. Paralympics GB wheelchair rugby team competes later today. The Welshman David Anthony is in their squad. It's a rough game, wheelchair rugby, really rough. The South Wales Pirates team is where David made his name, and it's also where Josie Pearson's talents were first spotted before she moved to compete in the discus. Our reporter Paul Heaney went along to one of the Pirates' training sessions.
I've heard it described before like chess with violence.
It's a cross between American football, I'd say wheelchair basketball, perhaps a bit of five-a-side football, and then the chess element, which is manoeuvring players around and different combination of players on court.
Welcome to the world of wheelchair rugby and the South Wales team that's helped develop Paralympians like Josie Pearson and David Anthony.
I'm Paul Jenkins. I'm head coach of the Pirates South Wales wheelchair rugby team. We train here in Llantrisant Leisure Centre once a week on a Tuesday. It's non-stop for 3 hours. We're doing something. Everybody's doing something for 3 hours that we're here.
Well, I'm sat at the side of the court watching the action at the moment, which is probably for the best, because as you can hear from the sound of metal on metal coming from just in front of me, this isn't a sport for the faint-hearted. The idea is quite simple. You've got to get a volleyball from one end of the court to the other and be in control of the ball once you cross the line. What makes that more difficult is four people in wheelchairs who aren't afraid to very much get in your way.
My name's Sam Lloyd. I've been playing for approximately 4 years. 5 years ago, I had a spinal injury diving into the sea. I broke my neck at a level C5. Whilst I was in hospital in Rookwood in Cardiff, one of the assistant coaches here, Keith Jones, came up and he had a chat. He lent me a film called Murder Ball, which it was initially called. And that was that. I came down, started training with the club, and like I say, I've been here roughly 4 years. It changes your life completely, you know. Whereas before, I was very active into a lot of sports. Now, obviously can't walk. There was a wheelchair impairment in my hands. A lot of my muscles aren't working, which were working fine before.
But on the other hand, your biceps comparatively are about four times the size of mine. It's not for the faint-hearted, this sport, is it?
They're like one of the only muscles which are working properly in my body, so yeah, they're not bad. That was one of the things that Keith said to me when he came to visit me in hospital, just saying that training here once, twice a week, it's just going to improve your physical ability. It'll make pushing your everyday wheelchair easier and just make life in general a little bit easier, being fitter and stronger, obviously.
What are your kind of hopes and what are your ambitions for the next few years?
Well, I'm not so sure about that myself, but I've trained a couple of times in the past with the GB squad, and I realised what these guys and girls have done over the last 4 years. It's a massive commitment. Like I say, I'm going to keep training hard, and who knows in the future.
Just like other Paralympic sports, wheelchair rugby classifies its competitors to keep things fair. Each team is allowed 8 points for the four players that are on court. Points are awarded on how much strength players have in their upper body. Team mechanic Kerry Rutter says the kind of wheelchair is crucial too.
You've got the two chairs, the difference is the pick chairs and the attacking chairs. So Richard's in the attacking one, so it's got the rounded front, so he will be the one, he's usually the higher pointers, so a higher pointer is someone who's got more physical ability. You'll notice the ones that are in the pick chairs, the ones with the longer fronts, they are slanted backs, they're in a different seating position as well.
The team hope to recruit new players off the back of interest in the Paralympics. Coach Paul Jenkins says it's a great starting point for becoming more active.
There's been a couple of lads that have come and started playing with us, and then they've gone on to do other things. We've had one that's been here that does basketball and sledge hockey. If they can't play for us, we'll direct them onto something else that, that can help them.
Yeah, tough people play that sport, that's for sure. Paul Heaney there, finding out just how tough.